Hi, Riley. This is John Dress with RAS. Just kind of saw the back and forth on Franklin drywall, so I wanted to reach out. Looks like it might have been just an issue, like you're saying, with that the seals weren't included with the audit, and so they were viewing them as uninsured since they weren't able to collect the COIs. So that should clear that up and then hopefully stop it from non-renewing as well. It looks it's with a third party I mentioned, or fronting arrangement, since it's an insulation contractor, so they write it on our paper. So that's who, when you look at the email addresses that are coming from Utah BIC, that's UBIC. That's our third party fronting partner we work with on insulation contractors and a few other construction class codes. So they're unfortunately kind of the ones that have to handle it. But looks like it's kind of gotten figured out a little bit as to what happened or what went wrong. So hoping that that can get cleared up. If you have any more questions, I'm happy to help. Looks like Beth Dobbs with our partner, or with internally here at RAS, has been involved, and so that should help because she's very, very good and knows what she's doing. Should help to kind of clean things, some things up. But again, I'm assuming it's just the uninsured audit. So once we get the uninsured studs or the COIs that we need, so once they get those, I would assume that things can kind of get fixed and straightened out there. But let me know if you have any issues in the meantime. Appreciate it. 605-221-5014. Again, 605-221-5014. Thanks so much. Have a good day.